Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the Big Honker Podcast. Listen, everybody needs to stay caffeinated this time of year. Dirty Duck Coffee. It's the way we start our morning out here every single day with the Missouri Boat Ride Blend. It's a nice pecan flavor, pecan praline. Put it in my thermos with a little dash of peppermint mocha, white chocolate sometimes, you know.
It's like
I'm at Starbucks, Joe.
Get a little fruity on me. I love the Suns Up, Guns Up t-shirts and stuff. They got some cool swag. Check them out at dirtyduckcoffee.com.
Next, we are brought to you by Mr. Corey with Double T British Kennel.
Oh, great dogs.
Corey's got some great dogs out there right now. We ran them last year. Phenomenal dogs. They're great house dogs, great pets, but they also have a ton of drive in the field. So if you're looking for a puppy, a starter dog, finish dog, whatever you need, head over to britlabs.com. Contact Corey over there. Even if you just have a question, you know, something, maybe you're doing your own thing and you need some advice from a professional, Corey's always willing to lend a helping hand.
So. A very good person, great dogs, highly recommend britlabs.com. That's Double T British Kennels.
Next, we're brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. They just finished their Into the Vault sale. They crushed all the records. More money for conservation and wetland habitat. Listen, get involved somehow. Start a chapter, join a chapter, whatever you've got to do. Ducks Unlimited, put your dollars to work, and they're the leader in wetland conservation for a reason. They're great people. We had Jimbo Robinson out here, phenomenal guy. David Schuessler, great, great people, and they do a lot of work on behalf of waterfowl hunters from Texas up into Canada. They've always got our best interests at heart. So
they've got a new thing. Support them. Right now, make a year-end donation to Ducks Unlimited and choose your gift. So check them out at ducks.org.
Next, we're brought to you by Lucky Duck. I have ran the new spinner, the one that's got the black and white wings. And it makes a big difference because ducks can see that black and white flash, like Jeff's been saying for years on this podcast. They can see it better. So we've been doing those. We've had a couple of duck hunts that have gone really, really well. They've got a new rotary out that we've ran a couple times, had some success. They've got kennels that are 5-star crash test rated, so you can feel confident whenever you put your four-legged hunting buddy in the back of your pickup truck in a kennel. If something bad were to happen, they're protected.
Extend your hunting season. Everybody, whenever the waterfowl season's over, go out there and get you a Lucky Duck varmint call and start shooting them coons. Help the turkeys out. Help the quail population out. Shoot the coons.
And that's at luckyduck.com. You can get whatever you need. The new spinner, A-frames, they got a lot of cool stuff for 2023, 2024. So check them out, luckyduck.com. We're also brought to you by Boss Shot Shell. Bismuth is the way to go. Get that lead out of here, and it's a lot better than steel.
And if you want some Boss swag, you need to call the shop, and you can order it direct from them at the shop. And that's at bossshotshells.com. Also, get ready to stock up. Got turkey loads coming. Get the Boss Tom. Turkey season, believe it or not, is only 4 months away.
It's not very far away. I am in love with the War Chief. I mean, it is hard hitting. There a lot of research and development went into this shotgun shell, and it makes a difference out in the field. So, also, we're brought to you by Pacific Calls. You can use our promo code BHP25. Will save you 25% at checkout. That is site wide. Whatever you want, whether you're getting honker calls, spec calls, duck calls, turkey calls, whatever you're getting. Swag, it still applies. 25% off. There's nobody else out there that is going to give you 25% off. I mean, it's a steal, and everybody needs to take advantage of it. PacificCustomCalls.com. You can fill up your shopping cart. Use the promo code at the very end, BHP25, 25% off. They are great guys. You can always get a hold of them if you have any issues. Use the promo code BHP25. We would love to see your lanyard full of Pacific Calls. Next, we are brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries. The hunting has turned here, so I am now running some of the fully flocked specs. And got to tell you, first couple of times, made a difference. Birds were actively trying to get to the fully flocked decoys. I'm a fan. I know what I'm ordering next year. More fully flocked decoys. DiveBombIndustries.com. They're great people over there, and they have been with us since basically the beginning of this show. So head over there.
Good people. Go check it out. Cody Stokes, Asher Tolliver, done a great job. DiveBombIndustries.com.
Next, we're brought to you by Mossberg, the Pro Waterfowl 940. Gun of choice around here at Stanford Hunting Outfitters. It handles the fine sand that we have out here. It plays fits on a lot of guns, but not the Mossberg 940. It's a great gun. Even Maddie shoots it. Maddie Robertson. I mean, how could you not trust him?
I've been shooting the 20 gauge over under and the 28 gauge over under. Great right. guns. Great product. That's Mossberg.com. Check them out. And you can buy them at almost all retail outlets. I'll have Mossberg guns.
Put it to your shoulder. Take it for a test drive. You'll love it. Next, the product of the year. It has changed my dog. Hemp Hill Farm, CBD. Lou will fail a drug test, but he is pain and ache free. He calms down sooner in the morning. He's always had a little bit of an issue with whining. And I'm telling you what, after one or two retrieves, he's hitting his stride. And I also notice whenever he wakes up in the morning, he's not stiff and achy. I give him the recommended dose of CBD before we go out every single morning. And I'm a fan. I really am. They've got roll-on. So that's just for pets. They have a specific pet blend. They also have stuff for humans. They have gummies. They have roll-ons. They have salves. Phenomenal products. If you have the ouchies or something's, you know, got a little lingering issue, head over to Hemp Hill Farm, farm with a PH, .com. And they also have a promo code. BHP saved you 20%, I believe.
And 30% off your very first order today. If you sign up for the Recovery Relief Rest, they get 30% off. I take two of the gummies every night. Well, I take about one to two. Sometimes I take one and a half, sometimes I take one or two. It knocks me out. I go to bed and I get about 6 to 7 hours of solid rest, and I wake up and I'm not sluggish. Doesn't give you the after effects of like taking a Benadryl or a Tylenol PM. It's better for you, and it's Hemp Hill Farm. That's HEMPHILLPHARM.com. Check it out, hemphillfarm.com.
Jeff's a fan. Next, we're brought to you by the Looking Glass Podcast. Head over to their Patreon. Logan and Rebel will be out here next month. They're great guys. Hilarious. All their episodes are 2 hours plus, so it's great for those long road trips. They're a lot of fun to listen to, and they're incredible guys. Really, really fun people to be around. Just go to Patreon, type in the Looking Glass Podcast. It'll all pop up, and then you can do what you need to do. Send over a little bit of money, and you'll have their entire library at your disposal.
Yes, shingear.com. I wear the shin boots. I'm wearing the scout boots right now. I have worn them for 3 months straight, basically. I wear them every day. I wore them in Boston. I wore them in the airport. They're comfortable, just like wearing a set of Nikes without all the politically correctness. At shingear.com. Also brought to you by MLR Graphics in Breckenridge, Texas. It's time for softball season. It's right around the corner, believe it or not. Little League Baseball. If you need your kids to get the best jerseys and equipment you can have, MLR Graphics in Breckenridge, Texas can take care of you. They do all of our shirts, hoodies, caps, everything here. They can take care of you. If you want to outfit your company, whatever you want to do, hats, t-shirts, caps, jackets, the whole thing, it's MLRGraphics.com.
Also, we're brought to you by Alpha Outdoor Specialties, maker of the Stanfield Stool and the Blind Caddy. It has saved my back. The Stanfield Stool has... sitting it every single morning, and it is a dream. We run the Lucky Duck 2x4 blind, so we have four chairs per blind. They are extremely comfortable. So if you want to kick it up a notch in your A-frame or just your regular blind, I suggest you head over to alphaoutdoorspecialties.com, look at the Stanfield Stool, and if you want to stay organized in the blind, get the Blind Caddy. Alpha Outdoor Specialties. Last but not least, we're brought to you by Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. We got a couple dates in January, but not very many. You better get on the horn right now. 940-658-3172. Jeff will answer the call. He'll call you back if he doesn't answer. Send an email, goose@westtex.net. Get some dates.
Nebraska. The last week in Nebraska is duck season. I've got some dates left. If you want to go shoot some birds on the Platte River, holler at me. That's like I said, Andy said, that's stanfieldhunting.com. Or 940-658-3172, and I do answer my own phone.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. It has been another record-setting couple of months. We couldn't do it without you.
God bless you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the podcast, it's Jeff and I with another World on Fire. We have not done one of these in a very hot minute, so season is wrapping up here, so we had a little bit of time. Hope you enjoy this episode. Here we go. We'll be right back. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. I'm Jeff Stanfield with the world famous Andy Shaver.
We will be with Boss at NWTF in Nashville.
February 15th yep. through 18th.
So come out, see us. I'm so excited to go this year.
Such a world traveler, you don't even know where you're going to be at.
I didn't know. I get confused on in the Tennessee towns.
Why?
Nashville, Memphis. Because they do a lot of shit in both towns, and I had to.
And you've been to Knoxville.
I get confused, so. I get confused easily, Jeff.
I like Nashville.
I love Nashville.
Nashville's a cool town.
That's where I would live if I had to live anywhere else.
I think you're lying now.
I am lying.
If you had to pick a big city in America to live in, what would you pick?
Lubbock, Texas.
No, big city.
That is a big city. No, there's quarter million people there.
Half million or more. Lubbock's not a bad place, though. I could see that.
Birmingham.
You're on this Birmingham kick lately.
Or Peoria. Peoria, Illinois. That's where I would go.
Seriously, big city. Where would you live? If money wasn't an option, you had plenty of money. Let's say you have a trust fund. You can live anywhere you want.
I won the lottery.
To live within normal means. I mean, not flying private jets. I'm talking about a normal life, but where you had a $10,000 month income coming in. Where you could live
You can't go anywhere. Well, you can't live in it. That's $120,000
a year.
Yeah,
that's really not
enough. You're below poverty level.
Let's say $15,000. $180,000 a year, you can live a good life. There's people right now that make less than $100,000. They're like, God dang, I make less than $100,000. I have a good life. You can.
I would say New York if money wasn't an option.
Oof.
New York City.
No, hell no. Mm-mm.
That's where, I mean, not
you
now.
You would raise your kids in New York City?
No, not now, but.
You were a young single guy, or you and Jesse were just you two and married. Yeah, I could see that. That would be like me and mom to go live for 6 months in Manhattan would be cool.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I really like Buffalo. We were there. Is Buffalo big enough?
Yeah, Buffalo's got a pro football team. They're big enough.
Well, I didn't know.
I mean, Buffalo. The architecture
Green
in Bay's Buffalo.
Only got 100,000 people.
Buffalo's got amazing architecture. Now, did you see how they treated Patrick Mahomes after the game last night?
No.
They bombarded his ass with snowballs while he was trying to talk to a little kid.
No, Buffalo's only got 250,000 people also.
Yeah, but the metro area there is big. Problem with Lubbock is there's no metro area. You're in Lubbock or that's it just about.
Lubbock is bigger than Buffalo by 3,000 people.
Not the metro. The Buffalo area, though, is a lot bigger.
Well, Jeff, Buffalo proper is smaller.
I think Rochester, New York's bigger than Buffalo, maybe.
Are they attached?
No. You've been to both of them.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, 1.1 million in the Buffalo Niagara metropolitan
area. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So Buffalo, New York.
So Buffalo counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be...
You want to get the hell out of the South, don't you?
I would, yeah.
Yes, me too. I would want to live somewhere with seasons.
I'm a Northeast guy. I don't want to go West.
You've never been West.
Go West. I have too been West.
Where?
Been West a lot.
Where? Angel Fire, New Mexico.
We were in Seattle.
Well, that was about as West as you can get where we stayed at.
I can't get any further.
You don't
west.
Want to live in Seattle, is what you're saying.
I don't. The West Coast is a whole vibe, and I'm more of an East Coast guy. Old school.
I would rather be. Now, I love Montana. And I think it's a beautiful place. And
yeah, there's a lot of new age hippies there.
Huh? There are a bunch of that. But old Montana would be a cool place to live. It's just like old Mexico. When I was a kid, we would go to Reynosa and Matamoros. Hmm. When we'd go to Padre Island, walk across the border, and it was no big deal.
Yeah.
Just it's what a shitty place a lot of places have become. Got a shout out to our boy Chandler Phillips.
Yeah, that's right. He was in second place.
No. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week, this weekend, he won $68,000 this weekend playing.
Heck of a deal.
So he's making the cut at every tournament.
Right.
He does that all year long. We'll bank in about $2 million by the time season's over or more.
We'll never see him again.
Nope. He'll be like, I don't even know you guys. Don't message me. I texted him the other day. I said, hey, we need to do a podcast again pretty soon. I said, you want to do one next week? I didn't realize he was playing golf this week. He said it'd be 2 to 3 weeks. But he said, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But now he keeps cashing checks. He may not be doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Barber, you can wear him out probably down there.
He's a good guy.
He's a real good guy, and I'm really happy for him. But, yeah, he made the cut in Maui. And then the American Express tournament was somewhere this weekend. Might be in Birmingham.
Birmingham. But to Birmingham.
He won 68. They got a hell of an ice storm in Oklahoma City today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Shut them fuckers down.
Stay safe.
Turn
around, don't drown.
There's a few things I want to talk about today, and I've completely lost my train of thought.
You got to start writing them down.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
He's out. Goodbye. Endorsing Trump.
You think Nikki Haley's going to throw the towel in?
Is that thing... this week, the New Hampshire primary.
Today, I think.
It's tonight.
Today or tomorrow.
I think she's got enough big donors that she'll probably stay in longer than she should. Let's be honest. This is a one-person race. It is Trump all the way. Nobody has a shot. So has Chris Christie's out?
His fat ass got out 2-3 weeks ago.
Well, what I'm saying is, how many people are still in?
Vivek just hurting him. Just hurting him.
Two people.
Just two. Now I'm sure there's probably some person we don't know of.
Right.
Or I think the governor of North Dakota, one of them places. He's a big deep stater.
Right.
But that's what she is. She's carrying the water for the deep state right now. Mm-hmm. Them fuckers are desperate too.
Trump has not done a single Republican debate. I mean, he's done all this on his own terms, and he wiped the floor with them at the Iowa caucus. So I think if the results come in tonight and it's not even close, she should, but if she's got enough big donors to where, you know, she can ride it out, then maybe not.
Well, it's not costing her nothing regardless.
Right. Right. I want to say this is her last shot. I don't know. Maybe she'll run as a Democrat one day.
Well, she's doing now, trying to. So who's voting for Democrats?
The big question is, who does Trump pick? Who's the Veep?
I don't know. I wish it would be Kennedy.
It won't be.
Kennedy won't do that.
That's who, yeah.
And I don't think Trump will ask him. But Trump likes him, don't he?
Loves him. Loves him. He put him on the Vaccine Safety Committee.
Yep. And so, and we got that doctor. I've got that scheduled now. We've got a doctor coming on this week that's an anti-vaxxer, and he's going to talk all about it. So I'm sure we'll get shadow banned like I am on Instagram.
Yeah, I did follow you back, though.
Well, it's about time. We got a new Instagram for the Big Honker Podcast on IG. Follow it. AD shared a post 3 days ago, and it's had over 4 million downloads. Jump on it.
4.2 to be exact.
Yep, hell of a deal.
Pat myself on the back. All for free.
Ain't that crazy?
All for free.
That would hit on YouTube like that. Andy would get a big old check.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
It's a screwed up world we live in. Yeah. You know, and I started looking at that because you told me that Instagram's not monetized, right?
Yeah. They had a monetization program a couple years ago. They ended it last year.
That's because why give people money for free?
Exactly.
But I saw. It'd
be a big paycheck.
So I started looking at some different things I look at. I like the Bums and Drones one.
Yep.
I reached out to him. He's been messaging me back. He doesn't know if he's ever going to be on a podcast. I think he's afraid to be on a podcast. He's afraid to get his ass whooped.
I think he's anonymous. It's just drone footage. There's nothing to his face.
But we've been back and forth about it, and he's like, I just don't know if I'm ready to step on that platform yet. He's got almost 900,000 followers.
Well, people love it.
We're going to hell for watching that shit. There are people at the cellar of their life. They're at the bottom, rock bottom.
What percentage of people put themselves there?
Well, there's one common denominator with a lot of them is drugs.
Drugs? That reefer?
It's not the reefer. It's the meth.
Get on that old reefer?
I think it's the meth on most of them.
Gateway drug, Jeff.
They're so... If you have never seen it, it's Bums and Drones, because I know a lot of our viewers do watch it, because I have a lot of people reach out after we've talked about it a few times. But they're schizophrenic. They're so paranoid.
I wish I could find the graph again, but it was the amount of incarcerations versus mental institutions. Like back in the 50s, it was mental institutions. People were here. Incarcerations were down here. And then like it intersected in the 80s when you got Reagan. And now it's like inverted. More people are locked up. Less people are in mental institutions. So we have done a disservice to the mentally ill here in America. But what do you do with them? You know,
if you were president of the United States.
Okay.
And I'm giving you that job.
I've got that platform.
And you've got 5 things that you can do.
Okay. Well,
what are the first 5 things you're going to do to fix our country or try to attempt to fix our country?
I am going to cut into the profits of big corporations. That's right. That's right. You're going to share. No, I don't know. Secure the border.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Secure the border, number one.
Okay.
That would also fix your drug problem, probably.
If you really wanted to fix a drug problem, that would do a lot for it. Well, we'd have to get more creative over here.
And then that would be it. I'd be done. I'd walk out after the first day. Secure the border.
And then you're going home.
Tip my hat. I'm out of here. Bye, people. Because, I mean, you can't do anything else if you're the president.
Oh, you can do some things to fix things.
No.
Yes, you can.
The president has the least power of anybody.
Bullshit.
In those 3 branches
of government.
He's
got executive powers.
Yeah, but that can be wiped away.
I'm sure the last president we had foreshowed us one guy can fix a lot of things with common sense. First thing I'm doing.
Oh, and I'm bringing the troops home. We're done. Yes. We're not being the world police anymore. Sorry about you. Fix your own shit. Pay your fair share to NATO.
I am going to. First thing we're doing is we're shutting the border down completely. And
southern border.
The southern border.
We want to go to Canada.
We're gonna shut down Mexico. That's the first thing we're going to do. I'm going to get on the phone with these foreign countries. I'm going to say, listen, if you don't have the best interest of America, don't expect us to send any money to you. Now, I'm not talking about just our government giving you any aid, because we're going to cut that way, way down. We're going to actually going to vote on every dime we send to a different country. But like Mexico, we're not sending any money back. No wire transfers of money at all going back over there. Just like the guy I was talking the other day, the senator Drone was talking about, or the congressman running in Arizona. Those people are getting $10,000. I don't know exactly what they're getting. I'm sure he wouldn't have said that if it wasn't pretty factual. But we're not going to send money back to Mexico no more. We're not going to give you money here and you send it back to Mexico. We're not doing that shit anymore. And we're going to fix Social Security. And Social Security is a pretty easy fix. We're going to take a lot of that foreign aid we're giving and we're going to fund it back to Social Security. And we're going to take care of the people that are on Social Security. We're going to cut out people that haven't paid into Social Security. So if your ass has just been here for a couple of years, you're not getting a Social Security check. We're not doing that shit. We're going to take care of the old people in this country that have paid into Social Security.
So I do want to talk to you about corporate profits, because I have seen this. I've not dove into this at all. I've just seen a lot of people bitching on TikTok. Corporate profits were at an all-time high. Yet, if you look at the salaries that a lot of people are making, they cannot make ends meet. How do you fix that? This says right here, corporate profits drove 53% of inflation during second and third quarter of 2023 and more than one third since the start of the pandemic. Corporations are making more money now and they're driving up the prices and they've driven up inflation. So how do we fix that?
I don't think it's fair to tell any corporation.
I don't either. But
what they have to pay people.
I totally agree with you. I am 100% for the free market.
So you think you should raise taxes on them?
but when you see stuff like this, I mean, how do you, what's the answer? Corporations are making more money now than they ever have. Record profits for these big corporations. But people that work for it, they can't make ends meet. They can't go buy groceries. They can't afford the rent in these high rent districts, in these high rent cities. How do you fix it?
I am big time capitalism, but there's also comes a time with compassion and being doing the right thing. We've got a good friend of ours that has gotten really sick, and he's got a very rare form of cancer.
Right.
He works for a company that the wealthiest person in Texas owns.
Mm-hmm.
They've cut him off all his disability.
Right.
They're cutting him off his health insurance. He's worked for them for 15 years. If they needed somebody in the middle of the night and they called him in the middle of the night, he was going to get up and go do and help. He'd make overtime, but he'd go down and do his job. And then when he needed something, they've turned his back on him. Right. And it pisses me off, because if you worked for me, it'd be equivalent to me. The kind of money that it's costing for their health insurance would be equivalent to me giving a dime to one of my employees every month to help.
I'm sorry. It's not an all-time high. All-time high was $3.3 trillion in Q3 of 2022. Last year was $3.2 million. So
it's right at that same level, though.
A smidge.
But they've turned their back on their employee, and they can afford them. It's a big, big ass oil company. And it pisses me off that they've turned their back on their employees like this. And so many companies do that. So that's my problem I have with a lot of big corporations. Like I said, I'm for capitalism, but you could also be better about helping your employees. One of the problems we get is the corporations keep buying up everything. Mm-hmm. We don't have much competition left. And if you owned a business, we're in a business that's not going to get bought out by a big corporation. We're really big at what we do. If we were in any other industry, some big company that's in that industry would want to buy us, because we're a small mom and pop business, but we've grown big time and we're really large at what we do. But there's no market for something like that. But if you're in the computer business and you make computer chips or do whatever, as soon as you get big and you're doing profit and stuff, boom, someone big's going to buy you.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy everybody up. Like Dell Computers buys all this shit. Microsoft does. Apple does. If you come up with a new app, you're working on that whole thing to help one of those big companies buy it from you. And you can cash in. So I don't blame these people for selling out, but their employees take the brunt of this.
Oil, gas, food, and commodities sector. Major companies in the energy and food sectors amplified inflation in 2020. this is an old article. 2023.
Isn't grocery stores profit margin real small though? I think it's like 2% or 3%. It's really small.
I don't know. But this is something that, I mean, all these places have raised their prices on everything.
And they never go back down.
Now, I mean, that might be a cart and horse thing. It might cost more for them to get these goods and commodities. I don't know.
I know the cost of us making a dollar is a lot more expensive than it used to be.
But this is something that...
But what's the answer?
I don't know what the answer is. Because like I said, free market, you know, people have to have jobs. And maybe a lot of people work these jobs because they don't have anywhere else to go. But the professional people that got a college degree and started working for these companies... You know, they're the ones that are getting left out in the cold on this. I'm not talking about your cashier at Walmart. Because a lot of people like that, that's the only place that they have to go. And I don't necessarily think that you should make $20 an hour ringing up groceries.
It's better than using self-checkout, though. But I can see where the company don't want to do that.
What?
If I was a company, like our Dollar General now here has got one checkout.
No, I'm saying I would not pay... You would cut back and pay that person?
No. I said, I understand why a place like Dollar General, we'll use it because it's local here. We have a Dollar General here. There's one checkout that's a person checking out, and there's two self-checkouts.
Yes.
Now, every time I go to our fucking grocery store in town, and I have to buy something and go in, like today, Mom sent me to get three things.
Yeah.
Normally, if I was at Dollar General, I would have been in and out of there in 2 minutes because I'd went to the self-checkout. Well, our grocery store doesn't have self-checkout, as a lady does it. Mm-hmm. I had to stand in line behind two people today. And I took one lady's groceries out for her because she was an older lady and she needed someone to carry them out. So I carried them out and stuff. So it took me 15 minutes, which would have taken me 2 minutes at Dollar General. I understand why Dollar General's got them self-checkouts. Those machines never call in sick. Mm-hmm. They don't bitch. They don't have sick kids. You know, they don't need overtime. They pay for themselves. I don't know how much a self-checkout deal is, but I bet it pays for itself pretty quick.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's the same machine, isn't it?
Yes, they make, but I mean, how long did, what, let's say it costs $10,000. It pays for itself. Now.
By not having to pay somebody?
They have more theft at those.
Oh, I'm sure.
I stole a bag of dog food one time at Target on a self-checkout or something years ago by accident.
Part of me didn't go back in and pay for it.
If
you're just too fucking lazy to take my money, then.
Yeah. Somebody said that Sam's is going to quit that damn door stoppers.
Well, Sam's is going to, you basically scan as you go.
Well, that's a good idea.
You have an account with them and then it just takes it out as you.
So you give them a card and then, I don't want them knowing my card shit though.
Yeah, you have a card on file. You just scan it as you put it into your basket and you just walk out the door.
I haven't been to Sam's in 3 years.
Neither have I, but I've heard.
That lady pisses me off, that Hawaiian lady in Abilene. Mm-hmm. Oh, she makes me fucking mad. If you don't want to check, if you don't trust me checking that shit out and putting it in a box,
right?
And there you've got a lady checking you out, or a man. If you don't trust that person in me, then by God, don't have them fucking doing the shit. Mm-hmm. Bag my groceries for me.
Yeah,
but I'm not a big Sam's person, but I don't know the answer. But I understand why these companies, McDonald's. I went to a McDonald's in the airport in Detroit last year, and they had a kiosk and did it all myself. Mm-hmm. Better than sitting in line waiting for some freaking lady with an attitude to check me out.
Right.
Worked out real well. But I don't know what the answer is on that. But the companies, I hate capitalism. Our problem is we're getting into just big, big corporations. The medical industry is controlled by big pharma. Every freaking thing you do. I had some heart problems. I went to a doctor. Guess what I do? I have to make sure my insurance will pay for anything before they'll do anything for you. Then... They wanted to charge me. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but I had to have a some kind of heart scan of some sort. I don't know what it was. They put me in a machine like an MRI. And they called me, and it was in December, like December 27th or 28th. We got to get this cleared by your insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it cleared by your insurance, but your deductible, you haven't met your deductible, and it's $3,500 is what it costs to do this. Well, yeah, I ain't met my deductible. I ain't been to a doctor in 3 freaking years.
Right.
You know? Well, you probably won't meet your debt. It was $3,500. That's why I'm not going to do it. Well, sir, if you don't want to pay put on your insurance, no, we can do it out of pocket for $450. All right, give you a check or card or cash, whatever you want. And they did it for $450.
Yeah.
Well, Big Pharma decided that. So you know damn well at $450 they're making money or they wouldn't be doing it. They're still making money.
Right.
But that's how much they overcharge everybody by insurance, and it's the same way. But everything is controlled by something huge, whether it's big pharma. Travel is controlled by three airlines, basically.
Right.
You know, gas. How many different companies are selling actual gasoline? Shell, Exxon, maybe three or four different ones. It's all controlled by a couple of big companies. Mm-hmm. It's a commodity they trade, but it's controlled by them people. But everywhere you look, grocery business, there's two or three big grocery stores. Walmart has ran everybody out of business in small towns. There's no little small, you know, I don't even know what you would call them, little box stores in a town. It's all big stuff, big ticket stuff.
Right.
And now Dollar General's running every small business out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate us having Dollar General here, but if you open up a feed store here, you couldn't compete against them.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, you know, I think these companies are beholden to their shareholders. You know, you got to make money every year.
That's why you invest money in it.
Right. So
you want a profit.
I mean, it's a very slippery slope. How much do you get involved? How much? I don't know.
There's a flip side to that too, though, because you talk about the shareholders. Do you think that Michael Ihorn at Disney is doing his shareholders right? I don't.
No.
All his woke bullshits cost him billions and billions of dollars.
Right.
How many billions do you think Disney's lost in the last 2-3 years?
I could probably look it up.
I'll bet it's somewhere in the $100 billion range.
Now, I'm gonna pull up a clip and okay. I just went to TikTok and typed in corporate profits. But this is a Jon Stewart clip, and I am not a Jon Stewart fan. He's very left leaning, so I'm gonna put that out there. But this is just an argument. I've not seen this video.
Coming from a guy who makes $1 million a year.
Right, which is kind of interesting. That's like Howard Stern bitching about people making too much money.
Fuck Howard Stern.
But anyway, like I said, I've not vetted this clip. I don't know what they're going to say, but he's got a. It's going to be an opposing view. How about that?
Let's listen to it.
All right, let's see.
Opposing to who?
What do you mean? To us. I mean, to Jon Stewart is... Uh-oh, what'd I do? Jon Stewart is left of everything that I would say I am.
Okay. Well, you said he's opposed, so I'm curious to see what he's opposing.
Opposing view to us.
Well, we both agreed that something needs to be fixed, but we don't know what the answer is.
Right. So okay. Let's see. Who's he talking to?
Are you putting this on the big screen?
Yes. He's talking to somebody here, but I don't know who the guy is. All right. Let's listen. 2-minute clip. That's been
estimated to be 30% of inflation. Yeah, turn it up.
Hold on. What happened? Hang on a second. It didn't Bluetooth for some reason. Let's try this again. Back that off. It'll blow our eardrums out.
Hacking corporate profit in any way, because that's been estimated to be 30% of inflation, 40% of inflation.
I don't think it's a tenable view that all of a sudden corporations became greedy. Of course there's monopolies in the economy, John, and we should be for...
They've been
much
bragging
more
about it on
much
their
more aggressive
earnings calls.
Than we were.
On their earnings calls, they're saying, our profits have never been higher. We're killing it. The markups during the pandemic are sometimes, they're saying, 70% of what they were.
There was a huge increase in the demand for shrewd television commentary. I imagine the demand for what you do would go way up. And I imagine you'd convert that into higher wages and getting paid better.
You're saying it's the market at work.
I don't think you'd call yourself a gouger when you...
I would absolutely call myself a gouger.
When you did that.
And by the way, the effect of the talk show business is very different than the effect of ExxonMobil, right? I mean, let's be fair.
That isn't the show going to be on Apple TV?
Bingo.
Correct.
And I think Apple TV is worth about 5 times as much as Exxon. I think Apple's price since the stimulus began, Apple's value has gone up by about $1.2 trillion dollars.
Right.
That's $4,000 for every American. Just an increase in the value of Apple.
You just made my point for me.
Do you feel that Apple is somehow gouging or doing something wrong?
Yes, of course. So, and Exxon is, and Mobile is.
Let's talk about Apple. Do you think Apple should just sell phones for less and not have enough phones? What would you have Apple do?
You're saying to me, John, Market forces are market forces. And if demand goes up, are you suggesting, young man, that Apple should charge less than they could charge? Let me flip that on you. When there's a tightness in the labor market, what you're saying is the workers shouldn't do the same. That the workers, just following the same capitalistic principles that allow Apple to charge more for their phones, shouldn't charge more because wage inflation is driving inflation.
That's not at all what I'm saying, John.
That's exactly what you're saying. Why aren't we attacking?
Well, neither one of them answered the question. They both asked each other a question.
Estimated to be 30.
I like how the guy put that on Apple because all the left fuckers all the time want to blame it on oil and gas.
Now, John didn't offend Apple.
No, he didn't.
But and that's his boss, which is an interesting strategy.
But usually that's what they do, though. They always want to talk about oil and gas profits, but there's other profits.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson's profit margin is probably higher than ExxonMobil's. Actually, if you did the math and you did their deep dive in this, I'm going to bet you that the percentage of Exxon's profit margin is a lot lower than Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer because the government taxes the shit out of the oil company.
Mm-hmm.
Oil industry just taxes the shit out. Who do you think creates more jobs, ExxonMobil or Pfizer?
Probably Exxon.
Probably, I say, by a bunch.
Right.
It costs a lot of money to get oil out of the ground.
Yeah.
There is a profit margin, and there's a lot of taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
To print a little fucking tablet and sell it.
Well, and you're doing that.
And then you're making the insurance company overcharge them for it because you're in bed with them too.
And then you're doing it in China. So
yes.
Your labor force is.
Yeah. Same with Apple. That phone is made in Bangladesh.
I was talking about Apple.
Okay, well, I was talking about Pfizer, too, though.
Oh, well.
Right. I don't know where they make their drugs at. I don't know if they make them here. I
couldn't tell you.
One of our friends' wife's a big-time player for Pfizer. I need to ask him about that but I because I'm curious about that. But that they're all guilty of that.
Right. But like John said, you know, like, why can't workers use the same capitalistic principles? Like, okay, now there's a worker shortage, so pay me more.
They do all the time. They go on strike. They go everything.
When was the last time you saw everybody walk out of a Walmart because they weren't paid enough or walked out?
If they ever wanted to, they would.
Sure.
I mean, they could, but hell, why would they? They're making $17, $18 an hour to do a job that's not a high.
That's not worth $17 an hour.
I mean, if you work at a Walmart and you listen to this and you're making $18 an hour and you're stocking diapers and Pampers, I'm not getting nothing against you at all. Good for you making $18. But your job. You're not a valuable person. They can get someone else to do the same damn thing you do. It's not hard. You can take a kid that's 12 years old and teach him how to stock shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're driving a truck for Walmart, you got some skill in the game.
Yeah.
If you're the IT guy at Walmart, you got some skill in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just a menial employee, and I'm not knocking on nobody that does that, then that's what you get paid for it. My mother did the same thing. She never, ever had a skill that she used, and she never made any money her entire life because of that. She worked her way up to being the computer person for Albertsons, but she never was a, you know, I'm not knocking that because I come from that kind of family, but I'm just saying, if you want to get paid a lot of money, you got to learn a skill. You've talked about that. You got to make your time what valuable you said, or
more problems you solve, bigger the paycheck.
The bigger paycheck you make, and they... Those people are making a lot because they've got Walmart over a barrel in these companies. They got to have somebody work there. There's a Walmart opening somewhere that doesn't have one person working in it.
Wow.
It's all robots.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, we didn't get anywhere out of this conversation, but it is an interesting thing to think about.
Well, I would like to know an answer to that. I don't know what it is. I don't like the government get involved with any kind of capitalism
because
it fucks it all up.
Stay out of it.
But our problem is we have went from capitalism of the late 1800s and 1900s where we had these people had a dream and they started these companies. And everything that you have in this deal, there's a bottle of salve in here from the boys out in Lubbock that's got the Fowler Hyde Supply. Two guys got a dream, two brothers, and they started their own company.
Yeah.
You got Boss over there, Brandon Sarecki, started a company, used his ingenuity and his smarts, come up with the best shotgun shell on the market. We've got Ducks Unlimited behind us, a nonprofit. I mean, all of them were American dreams. We got Shin Gear in here, all these different things. Well, these companies, all are small companies, except, well, D's a nonprofit, but every one of them had this American dream to do this great thing and start their own company. Well, now the American dream is to start a company and then sell it to a big company and get a bunch of profit and go home and go sit on the beach. And I don't
blame
them. That's
not everybody's dream. A lot of people are just happy punching that clock.
No.
At 8:30. They don't want to take the risk. And
I'm talking about the entrepreneurs in the world.
Right. But, I mean, that's a very minute section.
Yes.
It's a very small niche of people that are willing to take the lumps, take the risk, and put their ass on the line. Most people are just happy 8:30 to 4:30, and I'll go home. And
you know, Sam Walton did that.
What?
Put his ass on the line and started the company.
Yes, 100%. Maybe these companies are just too big. I don't know.
That's the answer.
Because, I mean, like, you know, a lot of the people that we are associated with, I would feel, and I'm not speaking for any of them, but I would feel as their profits go up, they're small enough to where they can compensate the people that they are with.
Yeah, they take care of
the people that they were with the whole time. Like, we'll just use us for an example. Let's say, I don't know. I don't even know a scenario. But let's just say we did really, really well. Well, we've only got 15 people that work out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you would do what was right by your people.
We try to take care of our people anyways. But, right. Yes, there
and
would be.
I would assume that all the small mom-and-pop stores that see this big rise, they can help the people that have been with them the whole time. Maybe the corporations are just too big. And, you know, you can't. You kind of got to look out for number one.
Yeah, if the girls that work here, like when Harry, before he passed away, worked here, I would have given them more money right. And made them more comfortable. They've mm-hmm. taken care of me. I would take care of them. But I think you're right. I think a lot of company.
Maybe there's just no personal connection.
We've got an electric company that hunts with me every year. And the guy takes care of his employees really well. Well, he sold out to a big company. I don't know if his employees get the same kind of compensation they did before.
Right.
But when he had 100 employees, he knew all 100 people that worked for him, and he was really good about taking care of them.
Right.
Well, they got bought by a big, big, big company, and so I don't know how they do.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like I said, we didn't get anywhere out of this conversation. It's just an interesting thing that is going to play out, I guess. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm for capitalism. I'm for the free market. It's just an interesting time that we're in.
We have got to, I don't know what, the world is just so upside down from what it used to be like on that stuff, because every sector has turned into big conglomerates, mm-hmm. every one of them. I mean, the food industry. If you go into a food and you look how many different companies is owned by General Foods, they own tons of stuff. Listen, I don't know what they own exactly, but let's just give an example. They probably own Jell-O. They own Nabisco cookies. They own this. They own Bird frozen foods.
Who did you say?
General Foods is the name of them. And they might have got bought by somebody else by now. But big companies like that, Procter & Gamble, you know, a woman can't stuff anything up inside of her, anything that she needs for feminine products that aren't made by Procter & Gamble.
Yeah.
Everything. And the medicines are all owned by two or three companies.
Mondelez owns Nabisco.
Mondelo's does. Just look up General Foods. And General Foods might have been bought by somebody else, but they used to be a big player years ago. They may not even be around. They might have gotten bought by somebody else.
Why can't I look at that? I want to see this image. Please let me see this image.
Or Kraft is probably owned by somebody else too.
Yeah, so... God dang it. Come on. Mondelez owns all of these.
Kraft, is that Cadbury?
Cadbury, and then all of those own
Maxwell House, Jell-O. Yeah, see, that's what I mean, though. Every one of these, I'll give you an even simpler one than that, is the candy aisle.
Yeah.
It's M&M Mars or it's Hershey's. I think they own every chocolate company there is just about. But look at that right there. They got Nabisco, Ritz, Premium, Triscuit, Kraft, Wheat Thins, Jell-O, Miracle Whip. Trident, Clorets, Dentine, Halls, Search, Chiclets, Oreos, Nutter Butter, Honey Made. That's your grocery store right there, basically.
All by Mondelez.
Yep, and I don't even know who the hell they are.
I don't either.
But every one of those ones right there used to be an American company that started out as a mom-and-pop company.
And every one of them were hoping to get to this point.
Yes, to get big enough to get bought by someone. I watched a documentary one time. Well, I watched some weird shit. I watched a documentary one time on the Oreo cookie
mm-hmm.
and Hershey's. Oreo has got a different blend on it than anything that anybody else does. And they made that cookie. And that's how that in a cracker company had an Oreo-like cookie, but it wasn't Oreos. But it's interesting how that all took place over a guy that was struggling, didn't have nothing. The Hershey guy, he tried 6 or 7 different years to come up with this. I think it's semi-sweet chocolate.
Right.
And they figured out to put milk, or is it milk chocolate? I think Hershey's might be milk chocolate, but it was getting the right kind of milk or cream or something to come up with Hershey's chocolate. And now Hershey's chocolate owns all kinds of shit. But it crazy. That was just a chocolate guy that came up with, I think Reese's peanut butter or the Snickers bar. The Snickers bar was their breakthrough for M&M Mars.
So there's kind of a zoomed out.
General Mills. Okay. I wonder if that's General Foods.
I just think that is a, yeah, General Mills, I think is General Food.
Okay. Look at all the stuff they have. All the cereals, which is a huge market. You go to a grocery store and the cereal aisle is one of the biggest aisles there is.
Right.
Kellogg's.
So.
And you know that all started in Battle Creek.
Yes, I do.
And do you know that the lady that did that is the girl, the lady that built Mar-a-Lago, where Trump lives?
Yeah. Trying to get people to not masturbate.
You know where she made all her money at, though?
Mm-mm.
She was a Post. Marjorie Post was her name.
Right.
Her dad was Post. He died at a young age. He learned his stuff from who's the other guy in Battle Creek, Michigan that started the cereal company?
I don't remember.
Anyways, the other cereal company there, and I've had a lost my deal there. It was a Kellogg, I think. It was Kellogg's. Anyways, her dad worked at Kellogg's and went to the sanitarium there, and that's where the doctor came up with cereals, how that happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, her dad died at a very young age, and they left her company to her like when she was 14 or 16. And the guys on the board, even though she was control of that, they didn't want nothing she did, none of her ideas. And she chose at a young age, I'm going to guess in her early 20s, to buy flash freezing from Bird's Frozen Foods. That's stupid. You can't do that. And that she's made billions of dollars on that. That's the best investment they ever did,
right,
is learning how to flash freeze. She bought the right to flash freeze food before freezers came in and all that stuff, but very smart lady. But every one of those companies up there, it was a small company that someone had a dream.
Yep.
And they did the dream. They sold out.
Anyway, I don't know. There is no answer to this.
Look at bottled water.
Where's it at?
Well, Dasani's under Coca-Cola, but what's the rapper's name, guy that came up with Life Water?
50 Cent.
How much made he make off that? A shitload of money. Red Bull wasn't even around 15 years ago, was it?
I think it was. 4.1 billion.
Wow. Can you find that in the water in the store still?
Vitamin water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, look and see the history on Red Bull.
Okay.
That's a very interesting, I mean, they started a market no one else was in.
Mm-hmm.
And people must buy a shitload of it because they sponsor every damn thing in the world.
Mid-80s. Inspired by functional drinks from East Asia. Red Bull Energy drink in Austria, 1987.
Who owns Red Bull now? Is it its own company or is it part of a conglomerate?
That you're asking me questions.
Just go to the Wikipedia one on it. It's private. It's a private company.
Red Bull's not a Coker. It's different. Independent.
$6.3 billion in sales.
They've captured that market. Good for them.
Well, whoever come up with, if you've got something and you can get people to mix it with alcohol and sell in bars, you're going to make more money. What's a can of Red Bull? I'll be honest with you. I've drank
3-4 bucks,
maybe 3 sips of Red Bull in my entire life.
$3 or $4 for the smaller one.
$3 or $4 for some. And they have diet ones too, right?
Yeah, they've got, yeah.
Do they have it with CBD now also?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's probably the next thing.
Does it give you a lot of energy? Or is it just like a caffeine deal?
It's kind of like a caffeine deal. It's just got a lot of sugar in it is all. It's terrible for you.
It's got sugar and it's got horse piss, don't it?
I think that's just an old wives' tale. It might be like a something that's got
and it's called taurine?
I think so.
I think it is. Taurine is in it, I think.
But I don't think it's like actual horse piss.
You think it's just do something with some horse piss maybe?
Red Bull does not contain bull sperm. That's good to know.
Yeah. I try to take all my energy drinks that bull sperm.
Taurine is an organic compound that was originally extracted from bull semen or bile. But Red Bull does not go about getting it that way. Maybe that's why it's Red Bull. I don't know. Maybe the first ones had a little bit of that bull semen in it. Drinking that cum to get your cum up.
It is. While it is that taurine was originally isolated from bull semen, it is now produced synthetically.
Right.
Okay. So, so
you're drinking synthetically formed bull semen. So you get
fake bull semen to go with your fake stuff. I saw they were having some kind of green energy fucking deal somewhere, and some people were out protesting somewhere, and a guy caught fact checked him. It had to be over in Europe, and he was talking about how stupid they were. They were against the energy oil business.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look what you're wearing clothes-wise. He goes, where do you think that coat came from?
Right.
The oil industry provided the polyester that's in that coat.
Yeah.
He said, you know, how'd you get here? Did you walk? You know, are you living under a fig leaf somewhere? He said, if not, every one of you is guilty of the same shit you're bitching about. Your house, I promise you, it's got tons of wires and stuff in it that are produced because of the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you're protesting against yourself, and all you're doing is making the cost of all your shit go up.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's like I said, you know, I want to be careful with how I attack this, because I do think that it's great when corporations make money, and I don't know. The little guy is always kind of out there that you got to look out for. So I don't know. Anyway, we can move on.
Earlier you said you'd bring all the troops home. Mm-hmm. And I'm for that. We don't owe the world anything. Matter of fact, we've given the world plenty. The thought that we live in 1960 or 50 where we're everyone's peacekeeper is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Even in the if you go back and look, we didn't do anything out of the goodness of our heart. We did it because it was something to benefit the United States of America, which is how you would run any business or anything else anyways. But it's time to bring all of our kids home, put all of our troops on the southern border because we're getting invaded there, and fix our country. And I don't know that – honestly, for the first time in my life, probably in the last couple of years, I don't know that our country's fixable. I think we have been bombarded from the inside, and our own freedoms are costing us. And I don't see it getting any better. I see it getting worse. The big cities are just – I grew up in a town of 100,000 people. They had a triple shooting last night there. When I was a kid, that would have been huge news.
Right.
And it's the same shit all the time. I mean, just every single day. And I don't care where you go to in the United States, you find it. Did you see the three guys that froze to death in the backyard in Kansas City?
Saw that.
There's some fugazi going on there.
Well, they overdosed on fentanyl.
You think that's probably what it was?
I think
some kind of toxicology is going to show that they guys were definitely under some kind of passed out. And it could have been from drinking. It
could have been alcohol, yeah. I mean, they all could have drank too much. Because wasn't it like a football watch party or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was the Kansas City...
Miami game
where it was 10 below zero.
Yeah, I mean, they could have all just passed out there. It's definitely some possible.
Shitty friends.
Yeah. Where's Bob, Bill, and Don?
Yeah. They went out to take a piss. I ain't seen them since. Goddamn, on Wednesday. Hot damn, they're out in the backyard. They're froze solid.
But the guy, like, didn't he sell that, or hadn't he moved the guy that was the homeowner?
If you had three of your friends die in your backyard, do you want to live there?
Yeah, but is he running from something? I don't know. Toxicology will narrow all
that down. I mean, unless he gave them something bad.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not his fault.
No, not at all. But you look suspicious when you leave.
Would you stay there? If you had a party at your house tonight and three guys freeze to death in your backyard.
Yeah, I'm staying there.
You're going to stay there forever, huh?
Well, yeah. Where am I going
to
go?
I don't know. Who wants to buy a house? Three guys died in the backyard.
Obviously, I've not seen this house, but.
But something just seems weird that three guys come up missing and nobody's like, where's Bob at? You know, like you said.
If they find your girlfriend and she had her head chopped off in your living room and you leave 2 days later. What does that look
like? There's a big difference between someone dying from freezing to death in your backyard and someone chopping somebody's head off.
Let's say they find your girlfriend dead on the rug in the living room and you leave 3 days later. What does that look like?
If she's drunk and if she Janis Joplin'd it?
Doesn't matter. Your girlfriend's found dead under mysterious circumstances. We don't know how she died. We don't know what happened.
It looks fugazi. I'm giving you
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, I don't, if the guy had nothing to do with it, But something is telling me someone was not a very. I had some drunk fucking friends. I was a sober guy all the time.
Yeah.
And I would feel like, where's Mark at?
Right.
We ain't seen him. Oh, shit. He's passed out in the backyard again. I'd at least drag his ass into the warmth.
Yeah, but what if you're also passed out?
Well, there's someone should have been designated sober guy.
I mean, I don't know. It just looks weird him leaving. That's true. I just heard that last night that he left.
No, I did read that. He moved and got, I think he moved states even.
You look a little guilty.
He don't want to be Jim that let his three friends die in the backyard, so he's going to go somewhere and start a new life.
New friends.
I would love to get see the toxicology report to say what happened. Because something obviously has happened there. Three random people just don't randomly die in their 20s in someone's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just don't happen. There's something weird was going on. I'm seeing somebody probably had got some bad dope or something with some fentanyl in it, is what I'm guessing. Now, as cold as it is, they might have just drank too much fucking tequila, because I've seen more than one person passed out at a party before.
Sure. But how do you all pass out outside?
I don't know.
Like, none of them saw, like, oh, fuck, man, we need to go inside.
Hey, Bill, wake up. Oh, shit, I'm going to go sleep here myself. I mean, I don't know, but it just don't sound right.
Yeah, they're all rumors.
All late 30s or mid-30s. 37, 38,
36.
It's terrible.
But yeah, I was in bed.
But that is just... We have gotten so far to the left
on nice
everything,
house.
Or right, or wherever the fuck we're at. But it's everywhere you go. Crime, dead people. You can look up people missing, people stealing kids and shit. Just too much fugazi shit going on. And I don't know that we're ever going to come back to... The world's never going to go back in time the way it was, where it was nice, I don't think. Now, I think there was a lot of debauchery and shit in the 1700s and 1800s.
100%.
And then we got better again. Are we going to go through that again, or is the pendulum never going to go back?
It'll always go back. We might not be alive to see it, but it'll go back. If we're still here, if an asteroid doesn't hit us. He was asleep.
I just cannot imagine.
Like the rest of us, Jordan is anxiously awaiting the results of the autopsy and toxicology report. So... That'll tell the whole story.
You read them comments, and there'll be Stella down the street's little sisters at the party, and
she'll
say somebody was sniffing some stuff off somebody's butthole or something. It always,
maybe. I mean, I don't want to suggest that for these guys. I mean, maybe they've never done drugs in their life. I don't know. We'll find out though.
Either they were all murdered, or they did some serious partying. I mean, could you imagine living next door and being three dead guys laying in the backyard?
Right. And I mean, I don't know.
Imagine being the cop that got that call.
Yeah, there's three of them, all frozen. They were in the backyard. He doesn't use that particular door. He goes out the front, and he had no knowledge that they were out there.
I mean, the police ruled out foul play, so it's going to be. It's just a fucked up deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bad, bad, bad deal for everybody, for the families involved, the guy whose house it was. It's just horrible.
Yeah,
but that's the world we live in now. It just goes on and on. What do you think about the shit?
Not the first three people to freeze to death.
No, but you just don't see usually three of them together.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they had a plane crash in the Andes and they were having to eat each other. What do you think about all the shit going on the Texas border now with the federal government?
I've not seen anything about that, so I'm learning it here.
Well, our federal government, there's a park in pull up. I got pee, and you can pull it up while I got pee.
Okay.
Pull up. Federal government versus Texas.
We'll be back.
Remember before COVID?
Right.
I said, you think COVID was not put on us on purpose? I don't know how anybody could say that. I said, well, they sure did fight everything we did that could have fixed it. I said, have you ever thought about that, how people died of COVID? Why do people not die of COVID no more?
We're not putting them on ventilators.
And giving them that other shit that they gave them.
Yeah.
It was all a ploy, and that's a whole different thing. But anyways, this guy was all love Joe Biden. I'm like, what part of the country? Do you feel safe? You know? Do you feel secure? Do you think your grandkids have got, he's an older guy my age. Do you think your grandkids have a fair chance right now? They're ever going to get ahead? You know? How come kids, our kids' age, 30 years old, can't buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
That really has bothered me since you pointed that out not long ago about how hard it is for people to buy a house.
It's impossible. And I mean, you know.
I feel sorry for those people who got their kids moved back in with them. Ugh.
Having, you know, like I said, I use the example of my friend that works for McDonald's, and his dad had the same job he did in corporate McDonald's. And You know, they got a lake house in Tennessee on his dad's salary. He'll never be able to afford something like that. 3,000 square foot home in Ohio he grew up in. He'll never be able to afford something like that. Same job. I actually think he makes more money, salary-wise, than his dad did. And
it's because they won't let him have stock options no more like they used to.
Yes, that's the big thing.
And that's, I don't understand why you can't do that.
Enron.
That's why?
Yep. It all changed after Enron.
I've got a family member that lost about $1 million in Enron stock. Yep. Worst part was his wife tried to get him to sell them.
Oof.
She's like, we need to sell them. He goes, why? It's going up 25% every year. Why would we want to sell that shit?
Oof.
And went from $1 million to zero. How many times you think anytime bring up Enron, he don't have to hear that?
Or anytime they got to pinch pennies.
Well, they don't have to pinch pennies. They're pretty well off.
Yeah.
But they've got money. He's done very well for himself, but that was $1 million that he could have taken off and just put in the S&P and probably would have 5 million more now.
I don't remember Enron. I was younger, but what were they cooking the books?
Cooking the books big time. We have a guy goes to your church, good friend of y'all's family has worked for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Real good friend of y'all's. We see him walk around town all the time. He's driving an Enron truck.
Really?
Yeah.
The Enron was here in Knox City?
They were all over. They had oil field stuff everywhere. Man.
And they were just, lying about the profits?
They were upside down on the thing. Not only did it affect people or just individuals, but the teacher's retirement fund owned about 20% of Enron, I think.
Yikes.
And so all those teachers took a hit, too.
Yeah.
Luckily, they had diversified and they weren't just all in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But my family member, and I'm not going to say who it is, he had worked for Enron for about 10 or 15 years and acquired all this stock while he was working there. He went to work for a different company and his wife was like, we ought to sell this. He goes, why?
Yeah.
And why would you sell it? It's making good money every year. 20%, 25% every year going up and up and up and up and up and up, up to zero. There was a lot of suicides committed over that thing.
I guarantee you.
You know, people worked 60 something years and one of my football coaches in high school lost his whole life savings on a savings and loans deal that went down. And he told me one time that, and I was 18. I didn't know what the fuck everything. I didn't understand all that shit. He goes, you know how hard it is to sit in church with a guy who screwed you out all your life of retirement? Yeah. They go to the same church, went to the same church.
I'd be switching.
And the guy screwed over a bunch of people in town. I'm surprised the guy lived.
In Wichita Falls?
Yeah. But it happened all over the everywhere that had savings and loans, they did it.
But that's one of those things. Did he intentionally?
No, he was screwing everybody over. It's all a big,
right?
You
like
know,
a Bernie Madoff type deal.
I think so. You imagine Bernie Madoff? How hard it must have been to sleep at nighttime worrying about that shit.
I've seen a couple documentaries, and I don't think he was too worried about it.
He was just going stealing money and moving it here and moving it there.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
I wonder if anybody come out ahead on that besides Bernie Madoff. I wonder if anybody sold all their shit and got out at the right time.
Because
didn't he bilk like almost $500 million out of people?
He did a lot. I can't remember.
For some reason,
I'm
thinking $682 million is what he ended up screwing people out of.
$65 billion scam.
I wonder how much of it they got when they sold all their shit.
What?
Well, he had a bunch of assets that I think they foreclosed and took from him. I think he owned a big house in the Hamptons and all kinds of shit. He was basically Epstein without the child sex underage shit. I think he was the kind of the end guy in Manhattan everybody wanted to invest with.
As of March 2023, the trustee had recovered $14.6 billion toward these claims through legal actions against Madoff Associates, feeder funds, and beneficiaries of the scheme, and had made 14 distributions to investors. Actions by the Department of Justice had recovered an additional $4 billion. So
$20 billion
let's go out
of 60.
Yeah.
So he lost $40 billion.
Yeah. I feel bad for his wife. He says she didn't know.
How is she living now, though?
While she had $70 million in assets in her name after her husband was in prison, she was stripped of all of her money other than $1 to $2 million by the U.S. government. So sounds like she's still doing okay. She's an older lady, so.
You think she's shunned by her society she hung out with?
I bet nobody's eager to give her their money.
No.
Bernie Madoff victims get $159 million from Ponzi recovery. That was in 2023. another additional more money.
And there's somebody out there that had their whole life savings in this shit.
40,843 victims.
Sure.
Bernie Madoff.
And some were very well known.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he fleeced a lot of high-end people.
But see, I think he was kind of like the inner guy, kind of like Epstein was. You know, Epstein had the guy that owned Victoria's Secrets. I forgot that guy's name. Was it Lex Wexner? Is that his name? He owned a couple of those women's clothes. He owned Victoria's Secrets. He owned maybe Abercrombie.
Basically, this says here, Bernie promised investors high return in exchange for their investments. However, rather than investing, he just deposited their money into a bank account and paid upon request from existing and new investors' funds. So, and I guess he would just make up.
So there was some bank out there that had billions of dollars of his money in there.
Or, yeah.
But he was sending everybody fake statements each month, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it sounds like. And then, like, if you wanted to, oh, I've got this amount based off of this statement. I need this for a car.
He'd send it to him.
He'd send it to you, no problem. And then when the economy collapsed in 08, he just couldn't make it work anymore. I guess everybody started pulling their money out probably during 08, and it was more than what he could do.
You'd think that he would at least invest it somewhere.
He was a terrible investor. That's why he started doing that. I think he, from what I remember, it's been a while since I've seen any documentaries, but I think he went to work for like his in-laws or something like that. Maybe they had like a little loan place in New York, and another economic downturn. And anyway, I'll just keep all their money. And if they ever ask for it, I'll give it to them. And if I can get enough people into this fund, then.
So let's say Kurt Schilling gave him $2 million. He told Kurt, he said, you're going to make 20% on your money.
Right.
So you're going to make $400,000 this year. So I guess he had to have people working for him.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were in on it too.
I doubt they knew. I'm sure it was just take their money and.
Yeah, but he had
give
to
give it here.
That's crazy. There's got to be a way, though, that people could. Because, like, you could.
Says his sons turned him in.
His sons did?
Yeah. Sentenced to 150 years in federal prison.
But like, if you got your money invested with A.G. Edwards, you get a statement back each month showing where your money is. So
right.
If you've got 100,000 in Tyco stock or whatever it is, and you get back, you make 8% at the year, and they show you you've got $108,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the next year, you got 121 or whatever it is. So I guess they just kept doing it. And he kept thinking these people are never going to take their money out. They were just going to keep reinvesting.
Right.
Because if you had a bunch of money, you just keep adding to it.
Well, my returns are so good. Why would I pull it all out?
Yeah.
You know, you'll pull out whatever, 20,000, a million or whatever, if you've got enough with this guy.
And I'm assuming you could go to the bank and they could show you your statement from Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Oh, you got $3.8 million. Well, I can loan you $900,000 for whatever you're doing.
Because
a lot of people will do that too.
Evidently, he confessed to his sons, and then they're the ones that turned him in.
$65 billion, though?
Mm-hmm.
God almighty. Woo.
Yep. There's a lot of good documentaries out there. I know you don't like Robert De Niro, but he plays them, and it's pretty good.
You know, you think about that $65 million. He could have just went and invested and told him he invested a bunch of shit that went broke, and then he could have kept their money, and they'd have never known.
Yeah. Pervading Wall Street. Yeah, I don't know how nobody caught it.
Could you imagine the uneasy feeling on Wall Street when all that shit was going on?
It was already bad enough because the economy was falling down.
Could you imagine, though? Mm-mm-mm. You know, there was a lot of hush-hush secrets walking by when people would walk by a table. That motherfucker there had all his money already made off.
Yeah.
All this shit.
Should we buy their dinner? They invested with Bernie.
Yeah, don't let him charge shit at your store.
Yeah. Famous people, Bernie.
Because you know that Manhattan's an inner deal. It's all everybody knows each other in those big levels like that.
Trying to find list of investors with Bernie Madoff. Not finding any big names here. Bank of Scotland was with him. A lot of people.
Well, somebody lost their job on that deal. Whew. You imagine working for that bank and you get on with him and you're so excited and you find out you lost everybody's money.
Oof.
Mm-mm-mm.
Bad deal. Jordan Love going to be the highest paid player in NFL history.
I think it's great for Jordan Love.
Kevin Bacon. Okay, I found it. Kevin Bacon, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Some of these people I don't know. John Malkovich, Larry King.
Did you say Jim Carrey?
No.
Okay.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay. Did you see what Jim Carrey said?
No.
You bust your ass to get financially independent, to live in a big house, to be able to fly on a private jet and do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't bring you any happiness.
Yeah, that's true. 50 Cent said the same thing.
I think their happiness, I don't understand what they're chasing happy-wise, but I know there's people that work at Allsup's that would trade with them.
I don't know. 50 Cent said the same thing. He said, you know, you get a yacht and then you're too busy to enjoy the yacht and you just realize how much money you're throwing down that hole in the water.
I'm just talking about, you would think when you get that big, you could find something that you're passionate about that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, but that's how they get there. They've all got this they've all got this feeling of never being good enough. So they're always chasing the next thing. I mean, that's just, it's the curse of being that good at something.
I guess so.
You're just never satisfied.
Back to Jordan Love deal.
Yeah.
So the Packers maybe have hit three times in a row, which is almost unimaginable in pro football.
It's the program.
I think you might be onto something about taking a guy and making him sit, because Favre sat behind Mikowski for a couple of years, right?
No. He was traded from Atlanta and then I think Don
got hurt,
blew his knee out in September.
Okay, so he got thrown to the wolves pretty fast. Then they brung in Rodgers and he sat. Now Jordan Love did. And you're talking about learning from professional quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers learned behind Brett Favre. Off the field, they may be completely different, but Brett Favre was a worker and worked hard and was a good player.
Don't invest with him either.
Aaron Rodgers the same way. So now Jordan Love's there. I think the Packers would be smart. I would probably, you're going to laugh at me when I say this, I would probably franchise him this year.
They're not going to.
No, they're going to give him a 5-year contract, but I would franchise him 1 year to see if he's really got it.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to get into a Daniel Jones situation. Because Daniel Jones, the Giants would have been better off to give Barkley a 3-year contract and to franchise Daniel Jones. Because if they would have franchised Daniel Jones wouldn't be getting a second contract this year from the Giants.
Right.
And so that if I was Green Bay, I would tread lightly on that because he's got 8 games that he's played good in. The first 8 games, he was terrible. Matter of fact, he almost got benched.
I said his stats look identical to Rodgers at the same point.
He looks really good right now. And he come out and he put that game on his shoulders and said, I know better and blah, blah, blah. And I like that maturity. If he gets paid, I'm happy for him. If I was the Green Bay Packers, I would franchise him and go 1 year to see if he's really that good. And then I'd say, listen, we're going to franchise you. We'll give you 10% over market if you do this again this year and prove yourself, and we'll give you a 6-year contract.
Favre played 15 games in his first year at Green Bay in 92.
Okay.
So Magic Dawn, I think it was week 2.
Okay. But that's what I would be nervous. Green Bay looks really good. The hard thing is everybody's like, well, next year. It's hard to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit who you are.
Right.
But they've got a good young team. I think that Jalen Reed kid is going to be special. I think he's going to be another Deebo Samuel. And he
disappeared.
He didn't do much in the playoffs. He didn't. But boy, he blocks well though on the runs and stuff, and they look really good. And they did it without Bakhtiari again, right?
Yeah, he's got to be about done. I don't think he's played in 3 years.
No, and they just he drinks beer at foot basketball games. He's good at that. But
Jason Kelce last night having a time. They said that was all.
I'm sure.
Staged. Yeah,
I'm sure it is. That's all part of it. I mean, that's the whole Kelce brothers.
Yep.
I really like Jason a lot more than I do Travis. I don't have anything against Travis. I just think he's a fucking sellout. I saw him on the commercial with Megan Rapinoe. What the fuck's he doing? He's better than that shit. Anti-American bitch.
Everybody's got to make their own bed.
Well, he's made one, and I don't know. I know the people in Kansas City used to really, really like him. I know a lot of people in Kansas City, they're not big fans of his no more. And he hasn't done much until last night. He had a good game yesterday, but he hadn't done much. He's averaging 50 yards a game the last 10 games and one touchdown.
I always felt like we watched every bit of that game. Never at all did I feel like the Bills were going to win.
No. They
I just feel like
I think Kansas City's going to win it all again.
I don't know if Josh Allen is not as good as what people want to think that he is.
Other than last drive, he played pretty good last night.
Yeah, but I mean, it.
Stephon Diggs dropped a fucking ball, made a difference in the game.
It all seemed like clock management. They were gouging him with the run.
Yep,
I got the away. Bills were. And well, then the bill or
that play then, action shit.
And then the Chiefs started stuffing the run, and then all of a sudden, instead of second and six, you're at second and nine. I don't know. I never felt, however good you think Josh Allen played last night, I always
assumed
that Mahomes was going to win.
Well, Mahomes is a better quarterback. I never said that I thought Buffalo was going to win or Allen played a great game, but Stephon Diggs, who always whines about getting the ball a lot, he had his chances and he dropped a couple of big time passes.
He did.
And did. And, I mean, the game was worse than what it was because the ball got fumbled out of the end zone, gave Buffalo new life. That game was over then if they scored that touchdown.
Yes.
They got a chance, and then and Diggs missed a ball, then Josh Allen missed on a touchdown guy wide open. They also had Diggs coming across it. But
I just don't know if Josh Allen is as good as what people – I don't know if he's elite. I don't know if it's just the gunslinger that I see too much during the year, but I just – I don't know that I trust him when the game's on the line.
And boy, Gabe Davis not being out hurt them a bunch. It mm-hmm. took the top off of it. The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl again.
They got a tough test in Baltimore.
Patrick Mahomes.
Andy Reid.
Between the two of them, Patrick Mahomes is maybe the best quarterback to ever play the game.
He's special.
I'm telling you, the people.
Getting out of sacks, avoiding pressure. Yeah,
I put that on Facebook yesterday and some girl. Well, there's already been the greatest quarterback of all time. Well, he's closing in fucking fast.
Yeah.
And I think he's the greatest quarterback ever. I really do. He just, the way he gets out of getting sacked is just fucking amazing. It's like he stops and everybody else is in a second. It's like he's the Matrix.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't get hit hardly. Mm-mm. And he just, and they got a tough game at Baltimore, but I'm going to tell you what, the Chiefs defense is really good. Spags has done a hell of a job on their defense. Yep. And I am pulling for Detroit. 100,000% in on Detroit. I hope Detroit wins the whole thing. But as much as I'm against the Chiefs and stuff, I have to eat so much crow if Lamar Jackson wins the Super Bowl. Because I've said he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And I'm sticking to that. So I'm going to take the Chiefs to win it, to win that game. But I don't think Detroit can beat San Francisco in San Francisco in a rainy, sloppy field.
They better get to Purdy. You give him time and he'll dissect you.
Yeah, he's very underrated as a quarterback.
This will be the first time Mr. Irrelevant plays a number one pick in an NFC championship game.
Has there ever been a Mr. Irrelevant quarterback even ever played in the NFL before?
Probably not.
I mean, there's only been 50 of them ever.
Right.
And it really was really weak way back in the deal when they used to have 15 rounds of the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 15th round pick.
Let's see.
I wonder how many Mr. Irrelevants have even got to play in a Super Bowl.
This says two Mr. Irrelevants have appeared in Pro Bowl.
Who are they?
Let's see. Last player chosen in 1961 draft had a Jock McKinnon, had a successful 10-year career. He was one of two. The first Mr. Irrelevant to make Pro Bowl was Bill Fisher.
Don't even know who that is.
1948.
So basically, in the modern era of football, none of them have even made it to a Pro Bowl.
This says Jim Finn, Mr. Irrelevant in 1999 draft, was a Super Bowl champion with the Giants. But I don't know what he played. Ryan Succop.
Well, he was a kicker.
Yeah. So.
But there ain't been no Mr. Relevant quarterbacks ever, I bet.
Chad Kelly.
Don't know who that is.
Jim Kelly's nephew.
Yep, don't know him.
He was Ole Miss's quarterback.
Oh, he's the one that went to Last Chance U.
Don't know. It said he progressed to become Denver's second string quarterback in 18.
Yeah, he's the kid that was at
later signed with Indianapolis.
Yeah, he was at that Last Chance U. He just left before there. He got in a lot of trouble at Ole Miss too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was pretty much a carouser and partier and had a good time.
Well, you'll have that.
But
yeah, Clemson, Eastern Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Yep, Eastern Miss. That's what I thought. That was the kid that was there. I remember him.
4,000 yards in a season.
Yep. I don't think Detroit can survive playing in that swamp and cold weather in San Francisco.
Well, what's the weather going to be like in San Francisco?
It's
might be clear and beautiful.
Rainy, cold, and shitty.
Oh,
I bet
you don't know that.
You look.
I'm going to.
You're
going to
go, oop, 60% chance of rain, high 43.
Well, I mean, they're always going to have a fucking chance of rain. They live in the Bay. Sunday, sunny 65.
Detroit's got a chance.
I would think sloppy would help Detroit.
No. San Francisco run the fucking ball all day long.
Actually. Sunny and 65. It's going to be a beautiful day in San Francisco.
If it would have been a good situation, Green Bay might have won that game.
Green Bay should have won the game. They're just too young. That's all it is.
Well, San Francisco's got a really good team, and their Miss Debo didn't play in that game. Their defense is really good. They can run the ball.
Is Debo going to be back for this game, or is
they don't
he
know.
Out?
They don't know.
That'll hurt.
Yeah, it does a bunch.
Hmm.
Poor Dallas Cowboys are having off-field problems due to family members.
Yep.
Michael Parsons' brother come out. Micah put a tweet about that today and said he does not control what his brother says. Brother come out and said they need to get rid of Dak. Mm-hmm. CD Lamb's mom come out and said they need to get rid of Dak. I would take my mom's Instagram away. I would be so embarrassed if my mom did that as a player. You know that?
Yeah.
You know, and CD is really good. There is no doubt he's a number one receiver. But, you know, he didn't play very good in the game either.
Nope.
Dallas finds a way to lose every year.
They do.
And they're going to continue that trend. Did you know the Detroit Lions have been in more NFC championships this century than the Dallas Cowboys have
That's
now?
That's right. That's crazy. Right. 0-16, and they're still making it to the NFC championship game before the Cowboys.
That is nuts. Well, I hope
players
Detroit,
bought in.
I hope Detroit wins. I don't think they will. I hope they do. They will be my pick to win all of it. If I could pick one of the four to win it, it's them. I think the Chiefs probably will beat Baltimore. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not ready to call that one yet. Baltimore's look good. But Spags is a really, really good defensive coordinator, so maybe he'll have an answer. But that, like they said last night, the margin in these games are so small. You've got such a small margin. And
I mean, it come down to
Buffalo wasn't Kansas City. Buffalo didn't capitalize.
Kansas City should have won that game. They were the better football team last night.
Yes.
Buffalo had a chance to win that game with 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
They did. They overthrow the one end zone pass. Now, if that kid makes that field goal, I still think that fucking Mahomes goes and kicks field goal. He had 13 seconds and done it. I think he does it again.
Yeah, because it was a minute 45, and two timeouts. Actually, you just got to get into field goal range.
Actually, I figured both teams were going to probably get the ball again anyways. That's what I figured was going to happen.
I think Mahomes wins it.
I do too. So, and I feel sorry.
And I like Josh Allen.
And
Josh
I feel sorry for the kicker.
Josh Allen's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. And I'm telling you right now, Buffalo ain't trading him. They're happy with him.
Diggs will be interesting to see what they do with him.
I'd get rid of his ass. He's poison.
Might happen.
And I don't think he's going to be a big free agent for everybody. I think someone will sign him. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think he's going to be a top free agent to go get.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of attitude.
Sounds like it.
And there's so many good wide receivers out there right now. I mean, he'd be poison for some teams the way he acts.
Yeah.
I don't think he would be a good number two. And I think if he goes somewhere else, he's not going to go as their number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dallas, I could see some. Dallas ain't got no money to sign anybody, but a team like that that's got a true number one, him being the secondary receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he left Minnesota. Minnesota didn't lose a beat, and they got Justin Jefferson.
Trump hints at VP pick. People won't be that surprised. Huh.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Ramaswamy.
Well, that will be a really, really interesting.
Just because if you look at the numbers with Ramaswamy with the young people, I think that's enough to bring him on board. He's sharp as a whip.
Oh, he's a smart guy.
Your vice presidential debates are going to be one-sided. I mean,
he would kill Kamala. There's not going to be any debates. Let's just fix that now.
He's already campaigning for Trump.
Yeah.
He's very, very popular among young people. And, you know, if you look at his progression during this campaign, he was unknown and he got up to 7%. That's big. So I'm hoping, obviously my original bet is Kennedy. I don't think that's going to happen. I will be happy if he picks Ramaswamy. I pray to God that the people in his camp are smart enough to not bring on Nikki Haley just because she's a woman.
No, he ain't gonna bring in Nikki Haley.
If he does that, it's gonna be hard for me to vote for.
No, he's not gonna bring her in. She's poison.
And I'm telling you that now.
Yeah, she's poison. she won't be the VP. The VP is, I think, gonna be Ramaswamy.
This says Kristi Noem has been thrown around.
I like her a lot. The problem with her is she brings you South Dakota, which you're going to win anyways, and it doesn't do you any good.
Right. Would this be the first ticket that we've seen in however many years that have two non... If he picks Ramaswamy, will this be the first time in who knows when that it was just a bunch of businessmen? Not career politicians running for president?
Other than maybe in...
I mean, a long
John
time
Adams
ago.
Or somebody right. ran. And right. I mean, all the politicians in were businessmen because they had jobs.
Right.
It's been a long time since we've had two... If we've ever, I don't think we've ever had.
I think it would be smart to get Ramaswamy.
I think that would be a really good deal. I tell you what I like about him is he's very blunt.
Oh, he's fucking.
Now, he's not as rude and crude as Trump is.
No, he'll cut you.
But he'll cut you in a heartbeat.
Yes.
But he's a sharp guy. It's like arguing with somebody that's one of them super whiz kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you hurt your feelings.
Right. Yeah.
Because you really don't have an answer because it's just pretty. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what he does.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any debates. I don't think Kamala's not going to debate with him. She's already a cackling idiot and everybody knows it. Biden can't stand up to do a debate. So there won't be any presidential debates this year at all. And Biden's going to be on he's the guy.
He's not on the New Hampshire ballot.
That don't matter. He's the guy for them. It's already fixed. They control their own party every bit. That's why nobody hardly breaks. That's why the other day those 12 or 14 guys that broke with Republicans on border stuff really surprised me.
Yeah,
because they control, they blackmail them guys. They've got them under control. And I can't. What's going to be interesting is when Mitt Romney comes back and endorses Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Christie said he just can't do that yet. I don't think Trump really gives two fucks what that five hamburger eating bastard says anyways.
Yeah. I'm trying to see when Trump picked Pence the first time. Like what time of year it was?
Probably March or April.
No, July.
That late, huh?
Yeah,
because he was still running. He was on the debate tour until late. I'm glad he's not picking Ted Cruz. I like Ted Cruz, but Ted's a professional politician. He's usually the smartest guy in the room. Would you disagree with that?
Oh, yeah, Ted Cruz? Yes.
Yeah, sharp, sharp guy, but I don't want him. I don't want him involved with it at all. I like Vivek, whatever they say his last name. I really like him. I think I do. I don't know much about him, but what I do like about him is he's pretty sharp, and he says it the way it is. And so I do like that, and it makes me feel good if something would happen to Trump, we'd have someone else that seems to have America first in that way he acts.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen all that George Soros shit, so I don't know. I read today where George Soros' son threatened somebody, and I cannot remember who it was. It was somebody in politics. You know, the source is a piece of shit.
But I just hate that it seems like you have to go get a woman if you're going to win the presidential election.
That's bullshit.
I mean, get the best person for the job. If it is a woman, great. If it's a black person, awesome. But just checking a box to check a box, not looking at their accomplishments.
Look who we've got in office right now. It's right. Vice president. She's a fucking idiot.
And it was all...
Just because she was black.
Woman.
Yep.
Put her on.
I'm surprised she ain't supposed to be a black woman transgender that's in a wheelchair.
Right.
You know, to cover every fucking thing.
Yeah.
And got a kid with Down syndrome.
What would you feel about Sarah Huckabee?
I like Sarah Huckabee a lot. A whole lot. Again, I don't know that she brings anything new to the table. She's doing a good job in Arkansas. Leave her in Arkansas, taking the Chinese land away from them again that bought there. She does a great job. Now, I'm not saying 8-12 years down the road she might be a president. She could be. Right. She's a sharp lady. You need somebody, if you're going to go out of the deal to pick a woman to do something, get one in a state that you need to try to win, like Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, someone like that, someone that's from there that's got ties to there. They're going to win Arkansas anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to think for the big picture on this deal. It's a shame there's not a conservative lady from California that's really good. She's going to pick a woman just for that deal. But I think Vivek, get him. He's just like Trump. He speaks his mind. He's a smart guy. He's very successful. That's what you want. That's what people want. People are sick and tired of politicians. They're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are sick and tired. You can either vote for the party that's all of politicians, or you can vote for the party whose leaders are not politicians. You know, if you told me I don't like any of the senators from the Republican side, well, neither do I.
Here's where Vegas is putting their money. Gnome, Vivek, Stefanik.
Yeah, she's from New York.
Ben Carson, Nikki Haley.
See, I've heard Ben Carson's name a lot. Nikki Haley is not on. She's not going to be there.
This was a Tuesday, the 16th. Yep. So,
well, it's probably changed now.
A week ago?
Yeah, it's probably changed now.
650 are the odds.
That Stefanik lady is a sharp lady, and she really, really grilled the shit out of the Harvard person.
New York congresswoman recently played a part in the demise of Harvard and UPenn presidents. Interesting.
Yeah, but it won't be Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's pulling all that skin color shit now herself, and that just wears me the fuck out. You know, did she used to be named something else or something?
I don't know.
I think she's Indian, maybe. Like, dot, not slot, Indian. So I don't know much about her at all, other than she was governor. And I thought she did pretty good at South Carolina. I saw where Tim Scott didn't come out and endorse her.
I thought he did.
No, he endorsed Trump. Tim Scott endorsed Trump. Look it up. It just happened just like Friday.
I wonder what this is.
It won't be Lindsey Graham. That son of a bitch can go away too. That's another one I ain't got no use for. The North Dakota governor, Doug Burgum, is a big-time deep stater, so no. I like Tim Scott as another one I thought maybe it might be.
He's South Carolina, right?
Yep. And that's why I'm saying he didn't endorse Haley. No. Endorses Trump 3 days ago.
Yep.
Over Nikki Haley.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I thought Nikki Haley just had a major endorsement.
Somebody. No. She got Rick Sununu from fucking Vermont or New Hampshire, the governor endorsed her. That's it. That guy right there, Nick Sununu. Oh, okay. Governor Sununu.
So,
is a New Hampshire guy. He's a prick. He's a deep stater.
Drain the swamp.
They're never going to drain that. Some bitch got too much money there. Too much hidden money. Never, 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 ever going to happen.
1 week ago here at the Big Honka Lodge.
We had a good day yesterday. Had a tough day Saturday. Had a good hunts on Sunday. Finished up this week and
I got a
few days left in November. I'm saying a few days left. If you want some November dates, you better get a hold of me really, really fast. November and December. So anyways, holler at me if you need anything. Got some hog hunts available. Unguided hog hunts, what we do. Unguided hog hunts, come in on Thursday, leave on Sunday. $600 a person, need at least four people. You can shoot three pigs with lodging. No meals, just lodging. Self-guided, you kill it, you clean it, you do everything. It's not a walk and stalk, it's feeder stand hunting. But if you want to shoot pigs, we can do that. I've got a few Thursday through Sundays left. I think I got one in February left, and I got one or two in March and maybe one in April. Anyways, holler at us if you need anything. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Check us out on IG, the Big Honker Podcast on IG, or look me up, jstanfield68 on IG, or Andy_Shaver?
Yeah. Don't worry about following me. I've got enough followers. Don't follow me.
Big dog over here. Not shadow banned like I am. You probably can't even find me. I'm shadow banned so bad. Should never, ever put that picture of Hillary Clinton on lingerie up on my IG.
Never.
All right, thank y'all for listening to us. God bless y'all. Go Boss Shot Shells. Come see us at Turkey Fest. It's Turkey Convention, not Turkey Fest.
NWTF.
NWTF in Nashville, February 15th through 18th. Come by and see us at the Boss Booth. Thanks. God bless. See you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Watch for deer. Go check out our sponsors. Go check out Double T British Kennels, Hemp Hill Farm. Use the promo code BHP for all your CBD needs. Alpha Outdoor Specialties, Stanfield Outfitters, Mossberg, Ducks Unlimited, Looking Glass Podcast, Lucky Duck, Dirty Duck Coffee, Dive Bomb Industry, Shin Gear, Pacific Calls, BHP 25, save 25%, MLR Graphics, and Boss Shot Shells.